Hallelujah, way. He is so awesome. He is so amazing. Well, I am so excited today about God's faithfulness and allowing us as believers to see his goodness, to see his interventions, to see his deliverance. He is so amazing. And we see with our own eyes his doings. We know it's him. You know, people might say, well, God's invisible. I can't see him. Well, we can say we've seen him. Hallelujah. And we're not, you know, talking about flesh and blood, but we know we've seen God because we've seen his right hand come through for us. We've seen his power. We've seen him provide for us when we had nothing. We've seen him heal us when we were sick. We've seen him keep things open that were supposed to be closed. We've seen him make a way where man said there is no way and there really was no way but God. So praise God. What we've seen his doings, we've seen his work, his righteous right hand that is amazing, his glory. Plus, praise God, everyone sees his beauty in creation. The heavens declare his glory. The firmament reveals his power. I mean, there is just no lack of seeing God in the physical, you know, his works of all creation. He's so evident. He's so apparent. And then for believers to see his mighty doings, his mighty faithfulness. He's amazing. He's amazing. Even unbelievers can see. I mean, they know that there's just no way that we could be where we are today without God's sustaining, his intervening. God is so good. It's hard to, even convey how good God is, because he's even better than that. He is so good. He is so powerful, and he is so amazing that, you know, we don't have to see him in flesh and blood. Praise God, the disciples did, and they handled the word of God, but they also, they not only had a physical encounter with Yeshua, but they also had a spiritual encounter, except for, you know, perhaps Judas. He apparently didn't have eyes to see, and there were times when Yeshua said, you know, that he emphasized that there had to be, you know, spiritual eyesight, eyes to see. It wasn't just seeing him in the physical, because there were many people that saw him in the physical that didn't have spiritual eyes to see that he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. But they still saw a lot of his miracles. And he is still the miracle working God today. People know that, you know, the body of Christ is just, it's where it is today. It's grown. It's expanded all over the earth, because God said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And, you know, maybe they don't know that they know that it's God, but it's still a testimony in the earth of how God's building his church. He's adding to his church. He's increasing his church because people are seeing that God is good and God is powerful. And for those who will have faith and you know, believe in their heart, confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, believe in their heart that he rose from the grave and receive the forgiveness that he offers, they will see God's work in their life. I'm not saying they'll have an epiphany or something like that. But praise God, God does give dreams and visions to many. So there are visuals that God reveals. But definitely seeing the hand of God in his goodness, answers to prayer, bringing, you know, people out of the hospitals, raising the dead. God is working. His miracles are still being seen in the earth. Hallelujah. Especially by his people and those who will realize and have eyes, spiritual eyes to see that God is on the move. He's doing great things. He is not slack. He is not lack. He is making ways for his people. He's bringing the poor out of the dust, out of the dunghill. He's setting the lowly among flocks. He's keeping people where they would have you know, they just wouldn't have made it. We wouldn't have made it on our own, but God is sustaining us. He's upholding us with his righteous right hand, and he is so good. He is so good. You know, the disciples, or actually, I think it's in 1 John chapter 1, how he talks about that, you know, he had handled the flesh and blood. You know, Yeshua was flesh and blood, and they saw him and they touched him. But then he also goes in to speak about the eternal life and the fellowship. So it's not limited to just the disciples that lived with Christ back then. Whosoever will believe in him can receive the Holy Spirit. Yeshua talked of this to his disciples when he was going away and sorrow had filled their hearts. But he told them that it was expedient because God would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And so now it's not just one man, Jesus, one Son of God in the flesh walking among us. Now it's the Son of God, the man Yeshua, the Spirit of Yeshua, should I say, the Holy Spirit, Christ in us, the hope of glory. If you will believe in Christ, which I know many of you do, praise God, hallelujah. So anyone that believes in Christ, confesses him, can receive his Spirit, which is Christ living in us, hallelujah. We don't have to have a physical, you know, we don't have to touch Jesus physically because his power is with us in the Spirit. His power, his amazing, I'm speaking of, you know, seeing him and seeing his works in his hands, but really his power, there's nothing like it. There's just nothing like him, praise God. But you know, it was his power that when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I was so amazed and still am at his power. Praise God. I opened my eyes from the prayer that set me free. When that power of God rushed through my body, I opened my eyes and the first thing I said is, God is real. I had no idea before that God's power could be felt, could just rush through my body. And I was so amazed. Wow, I almost fell over. It was so powerful. And praise God, I have many, many, many times. This was over 30 years ago. It was almost 30 years ago. Praise God for his power and his presence. I mean, there's nothing like his power. We're called to walk in the anointing daily, not just feel a touch here or there. We should always be discerning the power and the presence of God in our lives. Walking in the anointing is what a believer in the Messiah is called to do. Walk in the anointing. And I believe God really wants his church to be more receptive to his presence. It's not about just every once in a while feeling a goosebump or every once in a while, oh, I feel the presence of God now. No. We need to always have God's power and presence. Walking in the Spirit, that's the difference. We're not called to walk in the flesh. We're called to walk in God's power at all times. So praise God. I'm always rejoicing for the power and presence of God in my life. But today I just wanted to share on how amazing and beautiful it is that we see God with our own eyes. And why do I say we see him? You know, that could be argued like, oh, well, that's not really him because he's invisible. It is him because it's his doings. It's his miracles. It's his glory. Hallelujah. It's his presence. There's no other explanation for all the answers to prayer. So praise God. Praise God that, oh, what our eyes have seen. Praise God. We've seen those checks come through. We've seen our bills paid when there was no other way. We've seen our bodies, you know, rise up when we know we should have been dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. God saved us. We saw that car be diverted when we knew it should have hit us. We've seen with our own eyes him answer our prayers for our family, loved ones, people we've prayed for, the sick get healed. Hallelujah. People don't have to have surgeries that should have. People are healed and delivered from those deadly diseases. God is evident. God is apparent. And we just need to open our hearts and our minds, our, you know, believe, because, you know, like Yeshua said, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. So let's just pray. Father, we just thank you for Oh, what our eyes have seen, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your righteous right hand that is so mighty, for your miracle works that are so evident. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we've seen you, God. We've seen you in your power and your glory. We've seen you bring us out of that horrible pit, and you set us upon your rock, and you put a new song in our mouth, even praise to our God. We've seen you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what our eyes have seen. We thank you for your great power in our lives. We thank you for your miracle provisions. We thank you, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that others will see, Lord, and they will come and know that you are the true God, that Yeshua, Jesus, is your only begotten Son. Father, thank you for what you're doing among your people, and we thank you for bringing many, many more into your kingdom in Yeshua's mighty name. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining this podcast today. Hope you have a blessed day. And I just want to speak a blessing over you before I go. I just pray that God will open your spiritual eyes even more, and that he will give you dreams and visions and revelations, and you will see the goodness of God in the land of the living, that you will even have a greater discernment of his presence and his power in your life, and you will go forth with his anointing to step into realms that you've never stepped in before. And I just speak right now an increase of faith upon you. Hallelujah. That your faith will rise up and that there will be no fear. No fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Soundness. Hallelujah. I speak boldness to you, because the righteous are bold as a lion. And from this day forward, you will have a new boldness. You will even be amazed, because you will see this boldness and you will know that it's not you. It's Christ in you. Hallelujah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah rising up in your spirit. You're going to speak with new boldness. Hallelujah. You're going to cross into and go into new realms that you never expected before. I decree it in your life this day in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen.